Let me run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print, or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
I'm so excited to tell you JCPenney and country music singer-songwriter Walker Hayes are partnering together on a new limited-time men's collection for the everyday guy. What I love about Walker Hayes is his laid-back nature. He's a family man, and being a country megastar while also having 7 kids, you know he likes to keep his style cool and casual. This new collection is perfect for the guy living the t-shirt life or someone wanting some fresh options that feel just as good. It's easy to wear, affordable styles that celebrate the ultimate family man, along with the quality, durability, and sensibility dads appreciate. Available online Saturday, May 4th at jcp.com and in-store Thursday, May 16th. Just in time for Father's Day. Limited time only. JCPenney, make it count.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency, where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
KFI AM 640. You're listening to the John and Ken Show on demand on the iHeartRadio app.
And we're on the radio from 1 until 4. And then after 4 o'clock, if you missed the show or you didn't understand it the first time, John and Ken on demand, you can get it as a podcast on the iHeart app.
It's a new interpretation. Didn't understand it the first time.
Correct. Okay.
Like we're speaking a foreign language?
I've just heard that's occasionally a problem, that people need repeat listenings in order to figure out.
Did John really say that? Get the replay out. Gosh. All right. You still have a chance to win money. We got keywords all 3 hours at around 20 after. Did you hear the exciting news? Did you get the trumpet out? Next week, the first atmospheric river is coming to California. Here comes the rain. No? Not exciting? Beginning
atmospheric
Wednesday?
Atmospheric river. So this really is going to be a permanent phrase.
Oh, it is. Yes, it's I know. You are the weather guy, and I know it bothers you.
No, because it's a fake phrase.
They name winter storms. They wanted to name, what was the thing they talked about a few months ago, also naming heat waves? Yeah, naming
heat
waves.
Yes, heat waves, too. Why does everything, how come weather has a name now?
I'd like to have a heat wave named after me. What the hell?
It's like Bob the Heat Wave.
Well, it started with the hurricanes. You never objected to that because that goes way back, right? Well, when you were a kid growing up, they were already named.
They were already named, yes.
So you were already...
Hurricanes were like a tremendous force of nature. Remember when they only used to be named after women? Remember hurricanes?
Yeah, that's not that long ago. When they started adding all the names, right?
But, you know, as a young
boy... There's now binary names for hurricanes, too. Non-binary names? It's not a category.
I have all kinds of rude jokes.
For many years, probably until, I don't know, maybe 20 years ago.
I remember as a kid, it made sense that storms would be named after women.
Well, that's because you're sexist.
No, it's because my life experience growing up.
That is just so awful, John.
It is misogynist.
It really is.
Let me take out my thesaurus and find some more words.
I really didn't understand naming a hurricane after a man.
It happens now,
but it's just, I don't know, it still doesn't sound quite right to me.
How big was Hurricane Deborah? Did we have one?
It was so big.
Oh, I think there was one huge Hurricane Deborah.
Really?
I'll look it up.
Can you imagine her if she lived in a hurricane zone versus this earthquake thing she frets about? But imagine because they happen more often, I would say, especially if you're in a state like Florida.
Well, why do you think I don't live in Florida, Ken? That's really one of the reasons.
Well, then why do you put up with earthquakes?
Well, because earthquakes are once in a, you know, it's not that often.
Oh, but the big one's going to wipe us out.
No, I know.
You say it's happening.
It is. I may be dead, but it is happening.
Another day closer.
You may be dead, so it could be decades away.
It could. I doubt it. I think I'll still be alive when the big one hits.
And you're only 25, so.
Well, yeah, exactly. But I might die. You know, rubble falls on me.
Never objects to that joke.
Why would I?
Last night, they screened a documentary film from Israel at the Museum of Tolerance. This was bearing witness to the October 7th massacre. It is an unedited from the Israeli Defense Forces, an unedited look at what the Hamas terrorists did on that day to people that they rounded up, and reports where they just killed every other person. Some felt it was important to bring this film for people to see so they'd really understand, outside of the small videos that have circulated and the photos and eyewitness reports. They wanted people, I don't know that I could see this. This sounds like it must be horrifying.
You know what? They should.
Are they showing the babies being killed or?
You know what? They should broadcast this on every single television channel all at the same time, so everyone knows what this is about. Because if it's out of sight, then it never happened, and you don't understand why it's going on.
Yeah, that's a Holocaust thing where people thought that the world just didn't care because they didn't really have much firsthand knowledge of what was going on, right?
And then you end up with an opinion based on whatever crackpot news website you read, right?
Right.
Or whatever opinion site you read. It's like, no, actually look at this. This really happened. Here's the video. No editing. Have a look at it. I think the network should be required to run this. So we're educated, so we know how vicious and brutal Hamas is. And then after you see it, then have your cockamamie opinion. Then go out and protest.
And I'm guessing that they got this from a couple of sources. The Hamas guys, some of them had GoPros. Mm-hmm. When they were running on their motorcycles and grabbing people and attacking people. And there were also sort of official videographers who went along. In fact, there's a story that one of them was a freelancer for the Associated Press. And AP said, we had no knowledge beforehand of these attacks. We didn't know these were going to happen. And they have dumped this guy. But apparently he embedded himself with the Hamas fighters.
Was he the guy who worked for CNN too? Because I saw a headline that CNN had a freelancer who turned out to be a big Hamas fan.
Well, I saw that too, but I don't think it's the same guy. It says here, we are no longer working with Hassan Azalea, is that the guy you're talking about? That's the one.
I don't remember the name.
Had been an occasional freelancer for AP and other international news organizations in Gaza. AP uses images taken by freelancers from around the world. But did AP take the images and disseminate them, or did they just...
Before they knew he was a Hamas supporter, I guess, yeah.
Well, yeah, but when you get the images from the reporter, someone should have said, well, is he right there with them as they attacked? I mean, what is this? I would not have.
They asked him to come along.
I don't know whether or not they did play any of the images. So last night outside the Museum of Tolerance, the expected happened. People from both sides showed up, and there was some fisticuffs. What was like that word? Fisticuffs? LAPD had to respond. They didn't end up making any arrests. But there were two battery reports filed and the victims declined medical treatment. But no arrests were made. It's not clear how many people were gathered outside. It says here, the gathering concluded peacefully, but a small group returned an hour later and engaged in a physical altercation. I guess they thought about it and came back and said, I'd like to beat somebody.
Why don't these sidewalk soldiers join Hamas? Why don't you join the military.
Well, you could join the Israeli military too.
Sure. It's like when you're fighting on a sidewalk in Los Angeles.
Yeah, because it's safer.
Go fly, you know.
You think anybody wants to go to Gaza?
Yeah, go to a sidewalk in Gaza and tell Hamas what you're gonna do for them. These people are so silly. Oh, by the way, the silliest person, of course, the mayor, Karen Bass. We cannot allow current worldwide tension to devolve into this unacceptable violence in our city. We must stand together. Thank you.
Thank you very much for stating the obvious.
Well said.
When we return, the Daily Mail has unearthed what appears to be the identity of the 50-year-old man from Moorpark who may have hit Paul Kessler with the megaphone, knocking him to the ground where he hit his head and he eventually died. We'll talk about who this person is. It's probably a pretty good guess because he was photographed while he sat on the curb being interrogated by police. And they kind of just ran through their sources to figure out who he was. So we can talk a bit about this man who has not been charged in the death of Paul Kessler, but certainly it seems likely that somewhere down the road, probably he will be charged with something.
You're listening to John and Ken on demand from KFI AM 640.
Big story this week, of course, is the death of a man by the name of Paul Kessler, who was at a counter protest in Thousand Oaks, Westlake Village, on the other side of the street were pro-Palestinian people. This was Sunday afternoon, and eventually Kessler fell to the pavement, hit his head, did not recover from his injuries. Reports were that he was first struck in the face with like a bullhorn or a megaphone. As of this time, as far as we know, the Ventura County authorities have not charged anybody in the death of Paul Kessler. But there certainly is a person of interest. And we only knew him earlier this week as a 50-year-old Moorpark man, described as bigger than Paul Kessler. Looking at these pictures, I would say that would be an accurate description. The Daily Mail believes that they have identified an exclusive. The man in question, he's a college professor by the name of Loay Al-Naji, and he teaches computer science at Ventura Community College. That's who they believe is the person that had the encounter with Paul Kessler.
This guy eats well.
He's got a really scraggly little beard.
Yeah.
There's a picture of him sitting on the sidewalk because he was detained, obviously, for questioning. And reports confirm he was one of the people that called 911 after Kessler went down. But we don't know the full story. And the last we heard from Ventura County authorities, well, we're getting conflicting reports. We got to sort this out. But a neighbor, and this is how they do this, a woman named Millie Revezzo, told the Daily Mail, my husband was getting home from Costco and he saw a SWAT team, six cops with rifles in full gear. Their vehicles were not police cars. They were unmarked. And that's when they raided Al-Naji's home, obviously in connection with what happened in Thousand Oaks. The other thing we learned from this, that he is unabashed in his support for the Palestinian cause. No surprise there. But he posted online a video of some activist by the name of Shahid King Bolson comparing Hamas with historic civil rights icons like Nelson Mandela and Mahatma Gandhi.
Yeah, there you go. He's lunatic.
No. They're compared to ISIS. That's who they're compared to.
That's right.
Not an icon.
That's right. This was a like a game show question.
Al-Qaeda, ISIS.
You want to compare Hamas closer to Gandhi or to ISIS? What would be the correct answer there?
Well, what this Bolson character said, and we'll talk more about him, was if someone asked me to condemn Hamas, I would say, what's the rush? Let's let history decide.
Everybody's...
You condemned Nelson Mandela until you didn't, until he was a hero. You condemned Gandhi until you didn't. Let's wait and see, because you might change your mind on this one, too. No, I don't think so. I don't think that Mandela and Gandhi led a terror raid that killed a whole lot of people.
See, when it's your terrorists, when it's your massacre, you always have a really clever answer. Like, you don't have the guts to admit out loud that you were cheering the massacre on. You loved seeing 1,000 dead Jews. That was the best weekend of your life. This guy doesn't have the guts to say it, but that's what he's thinking. So he gives these clever little puzzle answers.
Yeah.
It's like, you know this guy was doing the war dance as he's watching the news all that weekend. This is the happiest day of his life, and the first thing he did is run out into the streets and whack a Jew in the face with a megaphone. That's his way of celebrating. I mean, he is so pumped up about Hamas, he had to go run in and start waving a sign every day, waving a flag every day. Look,
there's reports that he was sort of stalking some of the pro-Israeli protesters who were there. But we also understand, remember that audio we played yesterday, the guy on the bullhorn saying some pretty nasty things about, Nazis and Jews, and that was not Al-Naji. That was another man, supposedly. But just to clear that up, because we weren't sure. We played that audio and thought, well, if this is him, no wonder Mr. Kessler went down.
Might be several bullhorns. He taught for a time in the United Arab Emirates, Al-Naji. And do you know how many wacko professors my sons over the years have told me about some of the people who are professors? And they really are unhinged, obsessives. And this is what diversity brings, right? Well, it's great to have these diverse opinions.
Yes, it says here he came to the U.S. in the 1990s. In 2007, he bought a three-bedroom home in Moore Park, which was 13 miles from where Kessler died. In the listing, the real estate agent said the home's got an amazing 84-inch high-definition video projector in the living room for ultimate viewing.
Right.
Of course, that's back in 2007.
So he could watch old Nazi movies.
He got a doctorate in business administration from something called Argosy University, which actually closed in 2019 after being accused of fraud and financial management.
So he's got a fake degree, and he uses that fake degree to teach courses?
Yeah.
Where is he, at Ventura Community College?
Yes, he is.
Yeah, right. He's a scholar.
Computer science.
My God, that photo of him, that shirt is really getting strained.
He's a hefty guy, so you could see how he could knock somebody down with or without a megaphone. His most recent posting 3 weeks ago on Facebook, "O Allah, release the captivity of the Al-Aqsa Mosque sooner than later. O Allah, don't deprive us of our praying before we die. O God, give victory to your weak servants in Palestine and everywhere."
Yeah, I think we know what this guy's about.
I think both sides got really worked up. I'd like to hear a recording of what the two were saying to each other that day that caused one to want to slam into the other.
Well, what you're getting out in the streets is the crazy people. Yeah. So it's going to be crazy people beating each other up. I'm looking at the crowd in front of the Museum of Tolerance last night. This is ancient tribal hatreds. These are tribal hatreds that go back thousands of years. They never die. It'll go on for thousands more years, maybe forever.
Oh, I don't think. I hear everybody talking about this two-state solution. It's not going to do it. First of all, they're not going to agree on who gets what territory. That's the big problem there, right? They'll feud over that. Plus, you're right. Palestinians don't want the Jews in that land, and the Jewish people think that the Palestinians now probably can't be trusted because there'll always be a terror group that spins off like this.
That's why I gag on happy talk about the wonders of diversity, and we should have tolerance for each other and get along with each other. It's like, good, find that in some other planet, some other lifetime. That's not what human beings are about.
The Daily Mail has a video of Al-Naji sitting on that curb, and he's talking to a female, I guess, police officer from Ventura County Sheriff's Department. The only part that they play, because a lot of it's inaudible, whoever took the video wasn't close enough, but she asked him, "So you tried to hit the phone?" And then he kind of swings his arm across.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess she's getting his story about his encounter with Kessler. Well, we'll wait and see what they do in Ventura County with any charges against this man.
You're listening to
Let Me Just Run This By My Lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for less. And for a limited time, new customers receive their second month free when they sign up and use promo code MONTHFREE by May 31st. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/news. That's LifeLock.com/news to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
John and Ken on demand from KFI AM 640.
The big fist fight at the Museum of Tolerance.
Oh, man.
I guess Channel 7 had a helicopter right overhead.
Yeah, so I saw that area of view of the video this morning. Yeah.
Fist fight and people rolling and tumbling on the ground. It's like, all right, diversity's working out well.
Yeah, that's going to really get the message across whatever side you're on that you start tumbling in the ground with people. But, you know, it's like a road rage thing. You get so worked up at the moment that you just can't help it. You get violent.
How dare you insult my terrorist friends? John and Ken, KFI AM 640, live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app, on the radio 1 to 4 after 4 o'clock. John and Ken on demand, the podcast.
Friday, the 3 o'clock hour, we're going moist. We'd like to hear from you. Use the iHeartRadio app to leave the moist line a message. The microphone icon is the way to connect. Or call this toll-free number, 1-877-MOIST-86, 1-877-664-7886. Coming up next hour, we'll take a look and play some of the audio from last night's Republican presidential debate, which I have to admit, I actually watched half of. Just so happened I had a moment, and I turned on the TV, and it was just beginning, so I listened in for a while. And some are saying it's the best of the three so far, if you want to rate it that way. There's only five of them left, and they did go after each other, but of course, they're not doing any damage to Trump.
It's all futile.
It is all futile, but...
There was some good entertainment there, but none of it matters. They're all still 50 points behind him.
Yes, and... We'll play some of what happened, including some audio that occurred just as they were getting underway from some people in the crowd who were chanting Trump's name. So you can see they're dominant in the party. The El Segundo Times, of course, over the years, we've enjoyed many of their clownish columnists. They really do know how to put out a pile of poo. One of our favorites the last several years has been Anita Chabria. Anita Chabria went all the way to Norway to report on a prison that we should follow the example of here in California.
Well, they got a lot of money for travel because they sent that other reporter all the way to New Delhi to do the knob slobber on Garcetti.
Because Patrick Soon-Shiong, apparently his net wealth went up even more, I read the other day. Like hundreds of millions of dollars. The guy that owns the paper.
So he can send
the columnist. Daughter screams, give us some money. We're going to really make a big dent in the world. We're going to change the world. We're going to send people to follow Garcetti and to follow Newsom.
We need more prisons like they have in Norway.
Now, California prison guards are dying too young. Never heard that one before. How Norway, yes, Norway, can help. Now, let's start with this. Norway's a tiny place, and whatever crime is going on there, I think, compares to the type of criminals we have in the United States. Well, I mean, they did have a mass shooter years ago, didn't they?
One guy. Like
he killed all the school children, right.
Yeah, one guy. No, the Norwegian prisons are filled with Norwegians. That's why it's easier there.
You and they grow up in a completely different environment.
Norwegians don't get riled up like other people do.
What are the big gangs there?
Have you seen a Norwegian gang lately?
Halden Fengsel. That's the name of the high-security prison in Norway. Inmates choose their own clothing. Knock-off tracksuits from designer brands such as Karl Lagerfeld are favored. They buy fresh produce from their well-stocked grocery store, and they chop onions with knives from their shared kitchens. They play in bands. They walk in the woods and pray in a graceful holy room where windows beam sunlight down onto slate floors and a compass shows the direction of Mecca. Oh, does that mean they have Muslim prisoners?
Is that right? Yeah, I would guess that's the hint.
Oh, the migration issue, right. But what surprised California Corrections Officer Steve Bull Durham, and you look at a picture of him and you wonder why they're dying young. He needs to lose like 50 pounds. But anyway, it was how relaxed and happy the guards were, how casually they interacted with the inmates. I was blown away by it. So they brought this guy there too, I guess?
What do you mean?
He went to Norway, the prison guard.
Oh, I see.
He went there too. He went to visit the Norwegian prison. So you're telling me the California Corrections Department probably paid to send one of their prison guards to Norway to study their system and see how we can turn into that? Reminds me of years ago. Remember that judge that was overseeing the prisoners because of problems with healthcare and mental health? And he had this grand design that they were going to build these beautiful gardens with music playing and nice relaxing massage chairs.
Aromatherapy.
Yes, aromatherapy.
I think there were going to be yoga rooms.
They'd be putting sage all over the place like Deborah Mark does.
Ooh, that's wonderful.
Smudging people. Adorm has been a California corrections officer for 25 years. He looks like the kind of guy you'd nickname Bull. Big and bald. He leans forward when he walks like he's battling the wind or the world. So she wanted to paint him as a picture of the stereotypical kind of Neanderthal California prison guard, right? And he goes over to Norway and he sees, oh, they're happy here. And the prisoners are happy here. Why can't we do this in California? The focus should be on rehabilitation, not punishment.
No, it's...
Then she admits, tiny, rich, predominantly white, with a population half that of L.A. County. Half of L.A. County, so 5 million people.
Right.
Norway doesn't seem like a good model for anything in California. You should have ended the story right there.
Scandinavians are a different breed. Obviously, aren't they?
Well, since she says Newsom isn't trying to replicate this, but he wants to go with the premise to shift how and why we incarcerate. How and why? Because these people are dangerous. That's the why.
Because they're violent criminals. I thought we established that. You put people in prison who are hurting other people, who can't control their violent impulses. That's what you put in prison. And how? You have to put them in a box so they can't get out. It's got to be four walls or four gates and a roof. There is no other way to do it.
Yeah. It says that our California corrections officers drink too much, get divorced often, and die by suicide at a rate 39% higher than the rest of the working age population.
Because they're trying to oversee thousands of violent, psychotic gang members. I don't think you have that same crowd in Norway. Do you ever see roving gangs of Norwegians or Swedes or Danish?
I don't Finnish follow people? Norwegian crime reports, but you know.
Have you ever seen,
do they do smash and grabs there?
I don't know. Have you ever seen angry Finns?
Well, first of all, half the year it's, what, in the dark and it's cold?
Right.
So it's hard to be out there committing crimes.
Whatever it is, it just doesn't exist. The people are different up there.
She said that when you get to this prison, there's no armed guard towers or razor wire. The only clue that this is a prison is the nearly mile-long wall that surrounds it, 20 feet high and curving at the top, with an elegance that Scandinavians seem able to put into everything they build, mm-hmm. regardless of purpose.
Well, this Anita Chabria should move to Oslo.
I know.
I think she'd be much happier.
Obama was like this. He just thought the Norwegian system was just so wonderful in so many ways. He thought the U.S. should copy it, right?
Right, because it's the system. It's not the people.
But then she admits critics deride the prison as a luxury prison that coddles. But it's the star of the Norwegian system. Prison should not be defined by agony of discomfort and fear. Well, yes, it should. So you don't want to go back.
They leave agony and fear behind. After they've committed their crimes and killed people, they leave behind all kinds of lifelong agony. Why shouldn't they get it too?
So, of course, she has to bring up the recidivism rates. The rates have fallen to about 20% of people reoffending within 5 years of release. In California, about 45% of those released are convicted of a new crime within 3 years, and 20% return to prison. That's supposed to be the de facto proof that we need to do something different because they're just going out and committing more crimes. Well, then just send them back in.
Right. Put them in prison less. That's how it works. You put them in prison less, they'll commit less crimes, right? Because that's what happened in Norway among Norwegian prisoners. Okay.
Right. Oh, yeah, it is true. Apparently, the prison she went to only has 250 people in it. That's fewer than your average California county jail.
What are they in there for?
But there are many migrants from places like Sudan and Pakistan. 40% of prisoners in Norway are not citizens by birth. So that speaks more to the migration problem and the assimilation problem, I guess, if you want to look at it that way.
Right.
I don't know. 90% have been diagnosed with a mental illness. 70% have a personality disorder.
Right. So why would you let them out? Mental illness, personality disorder, violent acts. Yeah, let them go.
Maybe they want to go back to their native country then. I don't know.
Oh, they should deport all of them. Biggest mistake Europe made was when they let in all that migration after, especially after the war in Syria.
Well, they were trying to replace the workforce that was drying up because people weren't reproducing.
No, they got high on all their progressive gas is what happened. Did you see the Henry Kissinger quote the other day? Did I mention this?
No, he's almost 100, isn't he?
Yeah, well, he actually is 100.
He is 100.
And so there were a round of interviews. Reporters went to see him because he's still...
He can be understood, huh?
Yeah, he can be understood.
It's hard to understand him years ago because of his accent.
No, but he's way ahead of Biden, put it that way, right? He can still... But he said the biggest mistake Germany made was letting in all the migrants. He goes, that is the one overwhelming error that they've made in recent years.
If you let in too many people at once and they come in poor, there may not be enough for them to work.
And different cultures don't get along. And what's happened with all the migrants they let into Germany and other countries is the home tribe did not accept them. And so now they're living in ghettos. They can't get jobs. So they're unemployed. They're poor. And eventually you end up with violence because the two cultures don't mix. The Germans are not mixing with all the migrants. Nobody likes each other.
You're listening to John and Ken on demand from KFI AM 640.
Yeah, all right. Moistline is coming back tomorrow. So a quick reminder, if you leave your messages using the iHeartRadio app or call the toll-free number 1-877-MOIST-86. We'll play you probably the only audio worth playing next hour from last night's Republican presidential debate, where there was a couple of scrums between the candidates on stage, and talk about it for a few minutes. We have new Biden audio to play, too.
Well, we don't have the clips on the differences in their position on Ukraine. Is that what you're saying?
Were there differences? Or?
Yeah.
They spent a lot of the beginning of the debate, obviously, discussing Israel-Hamas. That was a big, long segment of the show. They didn't really have a lot of disagreements, but
I think
what Lester Holt was trying to do is, you know, mix in Trump in there and see what they would do with the Trump question. And there was some of that. But you know what they said? Because I watched the first half of this. And the only time, because the question kind of was, why shouldn't Trump be president again? It was about the debt and the deficit, which is fine. I think that's a legitimate issue, but I don't think that really plays to people to go, you're right, he should never be president again. Look at the debt.
They're stuck. They're stuck because to beat somebody, you have to go full bore on them, right? Yeah. You have to beat them. Well, they don't even want to mention his name because he's got 150 million followers and he's going to piss them all off. The candidate will piss them off. So they just say nothing. Well, you're not going to win unless he dies or he's shackled in prison. You're not going to win. So I don't know why you ran.
I read one left-wing pundit. He actually had a good point. He said the first question to all five of them should have been, who won the 2020 election? See what kind of tortured answer comes out then, considering that Trump is the elephant in the room, right? All right, so we'll talk about this after 2 o'clock. Well, you figured this had to happen. One of the things that's become hot around the globe, particularly in Europe, but that's not where we're going to go with this story, is that people now like to block traffic over environmental issues. We have told you many times that some motorists actually get up there and drag the protesters out of the street. Sometimes it gets a little violent, but most of the protesters don't resist, so it doesn't turn into fisticuffs. Well, this story comes from Panama, where a retired lawyer by the name of Kenneth Darlington got stuck in traffic on the Pan-American Highway in a city about 50 miles west of Panama City. It was a blockade. It was a problem. The people were protesting a government mining contract that allows some Canadian company to resume extracting copper for at least the next 20 years. They had a problem with that, so their answer was to block traffic on the Pan-American Highway. Mm. Well, Darlington, who apparently is a dual citizen of America and Panama, had enough, and he walked up to some of the protesters, and after some sort of words were exchanged, he pulled the gun and shot two of them and killed them. That's, wow. It says here he tries to move some of the items being used to block the road, then waves the gun around. Some protesters quarrel with him. Then he just lifts his right hand and he shoots one who slumps to the ground while holding a flag. Then he opens fire again. Another man in a black T-shirt goes down.
Don't block roadways.
They
think the lesson is clear.
I shouldn't die for it.
Well, yeah, but some people are going to shoot you for it. And then you're dead. So you're, you know, what was the point of this? For copper? For a copper mine?
People took video and pictures of this. And you don't look at the online version. You have a printed version?
I did see this online, yeah.
Well, the picture Fox News has of Kenneth Darlington pointing the gun, and I think he actually shot it, there's a bullet casing in the air just above his head. It's flying in the air. You can see it. Fascinating. It's like just caught and stop action.
What a perfect...
You know how the police look for bullet casings after a shooting? Yes. Yeah, that's what it is. It's just right above his right temple.
Oh, good action shot.
I know. It's like really, really bizarre. Now, you complain about California justice. Here's a twist. He may not serve any prison time because he's too old. He may be subject to house arrest. I guess that's the laws in Panama.
So old people get one free killing?
Two
free killings.
He killed two guys.
Wow.
It doesn't say that will happen. It says it could happen.
Could happen. Well, he's 77. I mean,
if convicted, he could avoid jail time and instead be sentenced to house arrest due to his age.
Wow, imagine that.
If you want to kill somebody in Panama, wait till you're 70.
And then go ahead. Start firing.
These roadblocks have been going on for some time. They've caused up to estimates of $80 million in daily business losses.
Oh, so this is
going
on. They
shut schools for more than a week.
Oh, so this is going on all the time.
Yes.
And he finally pushed this character too far.
He just had enough.
God, can you imagine? You just keep your list, and then you get into your 70s, and go ahead, take two shots. Who do you want to take out?
Hey, you like road trips. I didn't know this. The Pan-American Highway is nearly 19,000 miles long, considered the world's largest motorable route. Stretches from Alaska to Argentina with a break in the Darien Gap, it says here. So there you go. There's a road trip for you.
Yeah. You know, I heard of the Pan-American Highway. I had no idea it's 19,000 miles.
19,000 miles. How long would that take you? I mean, even riding across the U.S. is not that many miles. So.
No, I mean, what could you do if you drove 12 hours a day? You go 700 miles a day.
Yeah.
So that would take you several weeks.
Well, you might see some interesting things along the way, including protesters.
Okay. You see this guy.
All right. When we return, the 2 o'clock hour brings another chance for money. But we'll start by playing some of the audio clips from last night's Republican presidential debate in Miami. John and Ken Show, KFI AM 640. We're live everywhere. iHeartRadio app.
Just making a note, retirement in Panama. Two freebies. John and Ken Show, Deborah Mark has the news live in the KFI 24-hour newsroom.
Hey, you've been listening to the John and Ken Show. You can always hear us live on KFI AM 640, 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. every Monday through Friday, and, of course, anytime on demand on the iHeartRadio app.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
Let me run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print, or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.